This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quicker Stick and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, a study asked more than 1,500 people, do they prefer the right or the left? And they said the left. What are we talking about?
You're not talking about the aisle in Congress.
No, I'm not.
I have an idea, but if sure as the world I say it, if someone will say, oh, you had inside information or you already saw it. It was just a guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost to the point where I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
Therefore, no one will know.
Okay.
All right.
Anybody All else right. in the room?
All right. I'm locked in.
You're locked in?
I'm going to say left. Down.
No, that's not the question. It's the left of what?
Yeah, what's the thing?
Oh, the face.
Left of the face? Turn the other cheek?
Uh-huh. You?
I put side of the bed.
Ah, good answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not right, though, is it?
No. Well, it depends on which
I
way.
Can't spell millennial, so what do I know?
Are you standing at the foot of the bed looking at it, or are you laying in the bed? Because either way, I mean, it flips.
All I know is if you're laying in the bed and you feel something spread, diarrhea.
All right. So, Fat Boy is very, very astute. When you pose for a picture, which is your good side? According to the study of 1,500 people, 16% of them say that their left side is their good side. 13% will say it's their right side. And 14%, they don't have a clue.
From whose point of view? Yours?
On. The side
which
that faces
side
the camera.
Which side do you think is
okay, so this
better.
Is the way I turn. Tell me which is my best side. No, this
that
this
was
right
my
here.
Pose.
No,
you
here
jerk.
It is. Here it is. This is what I would do. So
you're feeding the left.
Yeah, feeding the left. Okay.
Yeah, so you're like everybody else.
Because that's where my part. If I don't have one right now, but it used to when I would have a part in my hair. That's I would turn into the part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think it matters with me. I think it's the same either side.
Yeah.
Just not straight on, isn't it?
I took pictures of you a while back, though, Jimmy, where I took them from the ground up, and you looked menacing with your rugged face.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it looked great.
Well, if with a face this rugged, it doesn't matter if it's the right or the left.
Rugged.
Just not straight on, or I kind of look like Moe from The Simpsons.
You're so handsome.
That's not true.
My goodness.
No, sometimes I'll be sitting at home just playing around on Snapchat, and I'll take a picture,
homie.
And I look at it like, oh, God, I look like I'm serving Barney drinks.
Want a duff?
Barney. Goodness. That bad.
Well.
No, it's only bad if I try to do like a regular smile. That's why I'm always doing stupid smiles and sticking my tongue out and stuff. Because if I just try to do a regular smile, oh, I look like a goon. Hang on, I can't do one right now.
Paige has a side. You absolutely do. I'm on your Instagram right now. Yours is the, what, let me think. Yours is the left, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is.
I try to not, because I have sun damage from living at the beach.
Oh, hush. Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Paige, when you are smiling in these photos, because that's what it's talking about, your favorite side, it means for photos. When you do that, and I'm not saying it's duck lips, because it's not.
No, it's a pout.
Oh, wow. What?
A pout.
Oh, pout.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? What are you envisioning? In you? Are you thinking about getting ready to kiss someone?
No.
Are you getting ready to say like a word that starts with P?
No.
It looks like you're getting ready to say pickle, but you stop. It's like somebody could put a straw in your mouth, and you wouldn't even have to like move your mouth at all. It's just enough room for oxygen.
Just like you're doing it, Nine.
No, he's doing it.
It's like a puffer fish.
It's like she could be fed a feeding tube without even having to do a thing.
It's like you could do it on command.
I can't do it. It's too silly. It's just for fun.
No, of course it is. Because, I mean, if you don't smile in pictures, I mean, why are you taking pictures, you know?
Exactly.
Unless it's a mugshot or something.
In the Old West, and you weren't happy about anything?
It's because they had to stand there for an hour and a half.
Nah, it's like 20 minutes.
You got to wait for the guy to hold the flash.
Yeah.
Put his head up under the cloud.
Can't smile for 20 minutes?
Shoot, man. Probably not. Smiling for 30, no, for 20 minutes, I'd make my face hurt.
No, it's fine.
You've never laughed so, yeah, we've done it in here, or we've laughed so hard our face hurt.
But you can smile somewhat for 20 minutes.
Smile for the camera, for an hour. All right, we just took your picture. That's a big puff of smoke.
Get your kid to hold this empty liquor bottle.
Yeah. Right. That's only at Carowinds.
Put your foot up on the...
In Gatlinburg.
Keg. Yeah, like Mystery Hill up there. Blowing rock. Town,
hey,
look, town.
Dwayne Johnson?
No, the town.
Oh, I see.
Well, an investigation was underway at Georgia High School, and this coach who had coached for 11 successful seasons after this investigation has found that they had let go of the coach. He's been fired. Coach Rush Probst. For allegedly giving pills to players, among other things. The pills in question, they didn't name exactly what the pills were, but one witness said that it might have been a leave.
So it was a small blue pill.
Oh, come on.
Could have been a Viagra.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hope it was Viagra.
Also, in the finding, it was published that he owes over $300,000 in federal income taxes, and he's $143,000. Delinquent in state taxes.
He's a big name in high school football.
Well, apparently he makes a lot of money if he's that far behind in taxes.
He had almost had college coaching jobs, but he used to be at Hoover High School, and he got in some trouble there because he had a love child.
Oh.
He had to come out of bounds, and they had, academic scandals, too, going on. Won a lot of games, a lot of state championships.
Also, the other accusations against Probst, attempting to charge $143.66 for a personal hotel stay to the school system and interfering with another sport.
Which sport?
Didn't say.
Oh. Well, so
these are all alleged charges.
The pill was an over-the-counter painkiller, which they think could have been a leave.
Well, I don't know what
it was. I mean, that's the thing. It's just that you can't do it anymore. You got to send them to the nurse. You got to let somebody that's accredited with a bunch of initials behind their names give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
According to this, the evidence showed that on occasion he gave a pill to a student during halftime, and the student was observed by a medical personnel who described the student as dazed and lethargic. But it could have
had a concussion.
Could have been anything. If you're not feeling good or you're hit.
I mean, we had a trainer. And if you needed something, you just walked up to him and say, hey, I don't feel good, whatever.
Give you a shot in the kneecap?
Well, he'd give you whatever was in his bag. You didn't really know what it was. Sometimes you'd feel all right.
Good Lord.
Yeah. But he was like a medical dude.
Oh, a medical dude.
Yeah. I don't know what they do now.
Huh. So he had a reality show that says here, too.
Yeah. He was at Hoover High School when they won all those games.
Oh, did you just say all that?
Yeah.
So he had that show on MTV about Hoover High School.
Okay. Yeah.
He was going to go to Alabama, but all that stuff happened, and he lost that job.
No, when he fathered a child outside of his marriage, like, he had an entire second family going, though. It wasn't just like he had a mistress and she got pregnant. He had two families.
Yep. For a long time, too, he kept
He
kept up two residents?
Hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he had a second family.
Huh.
Man, it was a TV movie of the week with Beau Bridges, and it ended up killing him. He had two separate families. Too much stress.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine that.
I only got halfway through it. Thanks a lot for ruining it.
Right.
He dies, evidently.
What happens?
Is he overdosed? Is that what happens?
Well, there is a story that was out about the South Carolina Department of Corrections. They're admitting to a human error that allowed nearly a dozen of inmates to get released early.
God.
So this happened between the years of 2016 and 2018. They were let go before they served their full sentences, and many of them were behind bars for drugs and nonviolent crimes. So according to this, six of the inmates are back in SCDC custody, but now officials are waiting for a judge to sign off on some warrants to get the others back. And according to the Department of Corrections, a fourth will not be returning because a judge ruled that they do not have to return.
Well, that's nice.
You know, if they're nonviolent offenders and you accidentally let them out early and they've been out for like 2 years,
yeah,
don't take them back. Leave them be.
You're an Indian giver.
Yeah. Like it's not, it's not their fault you let them out early. It's on y'all for letting them out early. I mean, you know.
I think that if they accidentally let you out or you escape and you're out for a full week, then you're able to stay out.
Grace period.
Yeah. Okay. If you can hide from the authorities for a week, actually, they should hire you to work on the other side. You know what I mean? How did you go under? How did you hide out for a week? Tell us, and then you're legal. You stay free now.
How are they getting out all the time? Guys will either, you know, hop the fence, or somebody left the door open and just walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Or road detail, they'll hop off the road detail and just go in the woods.
What if they say you can have an early release, but you have to live in Mexico?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. Sure.
Okay. All right.
If you can find a job there, that'd be great.
They're going to wish you went back.
Because they're making everything in USA now, Paige.
Okay. Yeah,
they stole their jobs back.
Yes.
My dad lived the last 35-odd years of his life.
Yeah.
Maybe 30-odd years of his life, 30, 35, somewhere in there, wondering if he was going to get locked up again because he was convinced they let him out early.
Oh, no.
He was in prison in Columbia, in the state pen down there, and they let him out early. And I mean, he knew he wasn't supposed to get out yet, but they let him out early, and he kept thinking they were going to come back and get him and take
him
back for the last year or two of his sentence. They never did.
The stress of just every day thinking you might be going back to jail.
We're letting you out.
Sometimes that might be good, though, because like, it's almost weekly now you hear about somebody who molested a child in the 80s, and now they're like in their 70s, and finally the people speak up, mm-hmm. and now they're being arrested and going to jail in like their 70s and 80s.
I don't know. Can we get a statute of limitations? I
mean, that's almost as good as like you had to live your life looking over your shoulder because you knew what you did was wrong,
yeah.
and you had to live this anxiety-filled life of what you've done
is
wrong.
Bad.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you think, oh, I made it to 70.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Put them on 60 days in. Well, they might not live 60 days.
Yeah.
Well, when you were in your 20s, did your mama ever tell you to grow up?
She told me that in my 40s. Babe.
Oh, well. There is science behind that. That just because you turn 18, you're not exactly grown up because there were scientists that studied the brain. And research suggests that people age 18 are still going through changes in the brain, which can affect behavior and make them more likely to develop mental health disorders.
Yeah, have you ever been 18?
Of course. Yeah. You know, you think you know everything. I left home at 17. I wasn't ready to be out on my own.
Ready to go defend our freedom, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. We are not created equal. We as human beings are not created equal. I'm not saying that we don't deserve equality, but I'm saying as far as mental capacity, not everybody's created equal.
Yeah.
With especially with men and women. I mean, women, you mature earlier than we do. You live longer. You hit your sexual peak after we do.
Yep.
I mean, all women by technicality should be lesbians if they want to be happy.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about her dying 10 years before you do.
Right. But I mean...
Well, that's fine if it happens. It's the way life goes.
I think people think they're very mature, but they're immature in their thinking and the way they solve problems for themselves and the way they live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially nowadays, I guess.
Right. So according to these scientists, they think that people don't become a full adult until they're in their 30s. And then that's when your brain matures.
Yeah, I like to say it was when I found out I was going to be a dad, but even then, I'm still immature with the way out things I laugh at and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like certain words I hear, the connotation might not be there, but when I hear that word, I think of just awful things.
Yeah.
Like the word munch.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Yes. That's pretty nasty.
It's a good word.
No, it's not.
It's a fine word. Munch.
It's like munch and moist. Ugh.
That was the name of my first morning show.
It was.
Yeah.
I was the producer.
I was Munch Man.
All right. Well, the Woodstock 50.
Then later on, he was Moist Man.
Ew. Yeah. Like Matt Man better.
Yeah, thanks.
That was
my eighth radio name.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you landed on that. Better than Moist Man. Mm-hmm. Moist Man wouldn't have cut it. Moist Man in the morning. Mm-hmm. All right. So the Woodstock 50 lineup has been announced. Which will include Jay-Z, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Imagine Dragons, Chance the Rapper, along with Dead & Company, you know, from back in the 60s, mm-hmm. Santana and John Fogerty.
Oh, old Fog. Center field.
Trying to please everybody with this one, aren't they? Like, there's something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Except when the people that want to see this, they're going to be over here buying the $8 glow shots and all that stuff.
$8, my ass.
Also, on
$18.
For a shot?
Probably.
Golly.
On
we got free shots. It's Moist Man in the morning. Oh. Good morning. Caller 13 right now.
You might see a super group old Jay Ziggurty.
Yeah, it's that's how you do a huge show like that. You see a lot of these bands tour, and they're not exactly the same style of music because they're trying to attract two different crowds to fill up a venue.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah.
So Saturday, August 17th, is when you get Dead & Company, The Black Keys, Sturgill Simpson, Greta Van Fleet, Portugal the Man, and Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zero. So that would be the day that I would like to go to that, definitely. And Rival Sons.
And you see Edward Sharpe do his one song?
Yes.
I like some of his other stuff.
What is your other favorite?
I can't remember. Mm. I haven't listened to it in a long time. So
I like At Home song.
Home is, I like, reminds me of Jimmy. Day 3, Jay-Z, Imagine Dragons, Halsey, and Cage the Elephant. So that'd be good.
Halsey.
Why does the song Home remind you of 9? Because it's junk the size of a house?
No.
A single wide.
Because he used to play that when.
Ooh, on the end of that song?
That's a good song.
When he was on the mandolin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pussy Riot will also be there on day 3.
Really?
Yeah.
One of those later.
Yeah. So, post it. You guys can check it out on Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, there was allegations of cheating. We found out there was some cheating. Not the side of cheating that you expected it to be on. What does that mean? I have no idea. We'll find out together next, right after this. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
So she's not happy. She feels as though he's cheating on her because it just doesn't make sense. He's just changed. So we're going to go to our old ways and offer him the free romantic meal for two and find out who he wants to take with him. But let's bring her back first. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So Intercom Legal makes me ask everybody this. Are you sure that you want to do this and you gave us the phone number and we're not twisting your arms or offering you concert tickets to do this?
Yes, I am 100% sure.
Paige, you verify that?
I verify.
Jimmy, do you second it with
sure.
a bell?
Yeah.
Any like signs? All right. It goes through. All right. Fatboy's going to dial the number. You let me work my magic here, and we're going to find out who this floozy is, if there is a floozy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Floozy, Jezebel, you know.
Harlot.
Harlot, a thought.
Bathsheba.
Your call cannot be completed.
Oh, no.
No.
Homeboy didn't pay his bill?
Well, we have trouble dialing.
Well, Fatboy has sausage fingers.
He does. It's like trying to dial with bratwurst.
It looks like he's got five double-bought beer brats on his hand.
Yes, it does.
It really does. You put a bun on that thing and some mustard, and I might just eat it.
There's some sauerkraut in his palm.
Save the thumb for me, Fatboy. Poor thing. Oh, here we go.
Fieners in his britches.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Derek, please?
This is Derek.
Derek, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I have a great offer for you, sir. This is your lucky day.
Okay.
All right. This is why it's your lucky day. Do you know why it's your... Do you have any idea why I'm calling you right now?
I have no idea. Who is this?
Well, my name is John Holmes, and I'm calling you from John Holmes Sausage Factory. We have some of the best dogs you'll ever have in your life. And what I need to know... I'm sorry? I'm sorry. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and stop you right here with the sales pitch. Hey, Matt, man, I appreciate it, but I realize I'm on the radio right now. That was a good try with the Sausage Factory.
I sat here and wrote this whole John Holmes Sausage Factory thing about the. You didn't even let me get to my catchphrase
That's
for this whole thing.
Inventive.
All right. Well, how did you know? Wow. Do you recognize my voice? It's world known.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I gotta admit, I recognize this your voice, and you know, I was actually listening to some of the segment. You know.
Oh, so you know why we're calling?
Yeah, and first of all, I gotta apologize to you guys for the childish behavior of my girlfriend. I mean, she knows I listen to this show, so
Tracy.
First of all, hey, baby.
You're supposed to be at work.
Yeah, I'm at work right now. You ever heard of earbuds? I can multitask. Ooh, that's why I got
movie.
This job.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, about the dog playing football. So, or basketball, I mean.
Okay. Well, Tracy, first of all, if you know he listens to the show, why would you... That was one of the first questions Fatboy says is, does he listen to the show? Is he aware of the show? And you said no. And now he listens to the show.
He's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he should have been at work. He shouldn't have been listening.
Okay, but okay. So that's beside the point. So
he was.
Derek,
and he is.
Derek, you're familiar with everything she said, like the part about you're never coming at home. You heard all that, right? You never come home from work anymore. You're always.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Well, I heard pieces of it because. I mean, first of all, I was trying to call her. Like, when you know, I know this voice anywhere. Listen, guys, I've heard this voice multiple times a day, like, for no reason. I know this, like, this annoying. I know your voice anywhere. Because, like, first of all, you've been taking fights for me.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I know you guys kind of, too. But, like, no, I know my girlfriend's voice.
Okay.
Because, like, she goes in on me for no reason. Day after day, after day.
So why? So you, when you heard her during the first part of the call, why didn't you just? Did you try to call her or text her and say, "What the hell are you doing"?
Yeah, yeah, I tried to call her, and I went straight to voicemail, and then I was like, "Okay, something must be up."
Tracy,
her phone's locked up.
Tracy, were you aware he was trying to call you?
Yeah, but I figured it was something else.
Yeah, yeah, you just figured, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Send me straight to voicemail. But you know what? That happened to her the other day because I was in the middle of work,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then as soon as I get home, she starts going in on me for no reason at all. I'm like, what? What's going on?
But what about the thing about, like, she says, you know, the sex life frequency has really slowed down.
Okay, okay. You know what? Like, I'm going to nip this in the bud right now, okay? Like, first of all, she is full of crap. Like, yeah. Our sex life is fine. You know, maybe it might have dialed back a little bit, you know.
But was it really three times a day? Or is that...
Okay, listen, guys. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, maybe when we first started dating, yeah, that was...
Okay.
That was our thing, you know? but, like, you know, life comes at you. Like, I have a new job now. You know what I mean? So, like, right. I'm working all the time and, like, yeah, and I'll go hang out with my buddies or whatever like that, but it's only so I can get out of the house for a little bit. Because lately, you've been starting fights with me for no reason at all.
Tracy, you're being awful quiet now. You don't know what he's talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about? You don't? Okay. Oh, okay. You want to play games now. Okay. Guys,
yes?
I caught Tracy. Nice. I caught her 2 months ago with a fake account.
What fake account?
A fake Facebook account. She's literally trying to flirt with me with using some other girl's avatar, some other girl's face.
Yeah.
Trying to flirt with me, trying to get me to flirt back in order to start a fight. This is what I'm dealing with right now.
Is that, I mean, Tracy, you talked about, you said you wanted to get a you know, a private detective or whatever, but you couldn't afford it. Was that what you were trying to do?
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to see what he was up to.
Oh, yeah, you were just trying to make something out of nothing, out of thin air. Yeah, that's what was happening. I realized that I caught her, and then everything kind of, like, went, you know, back to normal a little bit. But, like, this is a constant problem. This is your constant problem. You're never happy. You're always complaining about something, about how, like, you don't want to be here, instead of, like, you know, making a positive out of everything and, like, making it work. And then you just start fights with me for no reason. I'm like, what's up?
Fine. You know what? I'm done. I'm done with it completely.
You're done? You're done with what?
I'm done with you. I'm ready to move on. I'm tired of your lies.
You didn't catch him cheating or anything. Well, first of all, he recognized my handsome voice, and that tipped him off. But he also listened to the show, so you didn't catch him doing anything. Why are you ending it?
I'm sick of it. I'm over it, and
over
I will be
what?
Home when you get you home today.
But what are the lies?
You didn't find anything.
What did,
it's fine. It doesn't matter. I've already started to pack anyway, so we're done.
You started to pack? What? Where are you going?
You've already started to pack before you even made the call here? Just to, like, I guess, in case he was, or what?
I'm so tired of him. I'm done with it. I've met someone, and I'm out. I'm
there we go.
Golly bombers, dude. Are you kidding me?
What? What? You there met someone. Where you moving to? Who is what?
Sorry.
You got to be kidding me.
So you met somebody else, and then...
You have got to be kidding me. Is this real right now?
As far as I know, it is. You found somebody else, and now you're moving.
Yes,
you
got to
stop playing with me.
So you just didn't want
to
break
it with
him.
Where are you moving to? Back home? You don't know anybody here.
Well, you know somebody.
I'm moving in with him.
You met someone?
Oh, no.
God bless America.
Met someone.
All right. Maybe she met someone when she was making fake accounts and flirting with everybody, and then that's how it worked out.
She catfished herself into a new situation.
Or she's met somebody a long time ago. Calm down, Jim.
Let me get this straight. God, I'm at work right now. Let me get this straight. You call this radio station trying to make something out of thin air like you've been doing for the past, I don't know, 5 months, the whole time you've been seeing somebody else? Is this what you're telling me right now?
I'm telling you that when you get home tonight, I won't be there.
Why wouldn't you just break it? If you found somebody, let's just be in pretend world here. You found somebody else. Why didn't you just say to him, look, we're done. Why would you try to, you just didn't want him to break up with you. You wanted him to do the breakup so you wouldn't feel guilty.
Yeah, basically. I mean...
Why would you do that, though? You're an adult. Why wouldn't you just say to him, hey...
That's not...
What are you trying to get out of this?
That's childish.
Because I paid the security deposit on the house that we rent. And if he breaks up with me, he's got to pay it back. But now I'm stuck with it, so... Fine.
Oh,
you did this for a security deposit?
You did all this. You lied. You've lied and made things up out of nowhere about me. You wasted these guys' show. First of all, I apologize again.
This is no waste. I'm enjoying
the hell
out of it.
No, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for
this. You shouldn't be
sorry. It's your fault. But you cheated on me, and you lied, and you lied again, over and over again. Over $1,100?
Well, hell, that's a lot. That's a big security deposit, ain't it? But regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
crap. I get it.
She's just trying to be all hard now. All right. Well, man, Derek, sorry that this is I was not expecting that at all. I was not expecting that at all. All right, Derek. I don't know what. Thanks for listening to the show. And I guess...
Listen, I hope you... I really do hope you are packed up. Because I don't want to step foot in that house and see you again. You better hope you got all your stuff, because anything left is getting burnt on the front lawn.
Golly.
Pete.
Oh, he just pissed it.
Well.
Yeah, he hung up.
Why didn't you just say that?
Just...
Are you intoxicated right now? Did you just take a shot before you came on the air? A shot?
No.
I said a shot.
Me too.
Yeah. Why? Okay. All right. I mean, what else are we going to say? You just wanted to break up with him on the radio, didn't you?
Yeah. And what do I have to do to win Black Keys tickets?
Oh, my gosh. Are you crazy, lady?
All right. Adios. Adios. What Hang a on. Waste.
I'll
what
take your waste. Information.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Just tickle your keypad at 72.341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, poked us, DM'd us, muted us, all those things. We'll be back tomorrow. For those of you who love us, great news. For those of you who hate us, ha-ha! Ha! Tough blankie. Ha! We'll return tomorrow with an all-new Facebook Fustin' and more tickets to see the Black Keys and Modest Mouse and Lalana. Speaking of that...
And now, 9's TSL question of the day.
What is one of the weird things Paige's neighbors have borrowed from her? Text one of those items to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. Again, 72341. We will take the 93rd correct answer to be a winner.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige going to rock you at work next. Fat boy. 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock. That baby back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.